Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Daddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Damn. Hey, yo, you see Shorty over there? She was on TV.
I was taking off my shades after unloosing my links. Then in walked the prettiest chick that I ever seen. She had that Halle Berry pose. Let me alone look. Make this long story short. You were 10 in my book.
The way you ever feel. You look like a model. Your lip gloss is popping. You look like a model. The sexy way you are. You look like a model. Look like a model. Look like a model. You're proud of your Louis Vuitton. You look like a model. Unbelievable swagger. You look like a model. Everything you do. You look like a model. Look like a model. Look like a model. I don't mean to interrupt your shopping spree. But close the door, see a private screen up around me. Girl, you got that look with the definition frame. Then compliments your swag, so what's your name? Girl, you belong on a poster. Girl, you know my wall is where I post you. Girl, you're so damn fly to me. Fly enough to make me wanna leave my family.
The way you wear those heels.
You look like a model. Your lip gloss is popping. You look like a model. The sexy way you are. You look like a model, look like a model, look like a model. But you're proud of your Louis Vuitton. You look like a model, unbelievable swagger. You look like a model, everything you do. You look like a model, look like a model, look like a model.
You got Cavalli on your jeans, Gucci in your purse, or Giuseppe on your heels. Girl, you killing them at real, unbelievable swagger. Cutting like a dagger, Chloe's on your face, got you looking like an actress. Shout it slow down, cause you hurting them hard. The way you serving it, with the fit, no panties and bra. And you know just what you doing, check their facial expression. And you kinda fly, I cannot lie, I like how you rep it. You like a centerfold, walking out the best magazine. It's like a layout from the Ebony, a spread from the King. I think I seen you in subconscious, almost went unconscious.
conscious. Had to double back and see if I can be your sponsor. Your body just blazing, shouting, can I get a beat? In my book of life to end it right, I want you in my sheets. Cause you look like a model, you walk like a model, you dress like a model, so you must be a model.
The way you ever feel, you look like a model, your lip gloss is popping, you look like a model, the sexy way you walk, you look like a model, look like a model, you look like a model, got your Prada, your Louis Vuitton, you look like a model, unbelievable sweater, you look like a model, everything you do, you look like a model, look like a model, look like a model, M-M-O-O-V-E-E.
Yeah, Nick CEO, T Hullaby, Party Remix, yeah.
Old man goes down tonight, MC, old money in his thing tonight, feeling good, so fresh, I'm about to take flight, heavyweight on the drink, I never drink like, got the baddest in the room, the way she looking, we gon' leave here soon and do what grown folks do, it's Friday, I'm ready to get it poppin', once we started, it ain't no stopping. The club rockin', bass knockin', me and my people been out a bar hoppin', folks dancin', having a good time, Nick and T Hullaby will make them unwind.
I just got paid, it's Friday night, got a lit fireplace, and a tall glass of wine, wanna get away from here, jump fly like a bird, I'm blessing the rhythm and stress over men that I can't control, cause we gon' get it poppin' tonight. Life ain't not a thing.
All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. This is your boy, Teddy J. And that was with two hot songs. Of course, we got, that was Young Dougie. That was this track, Model. Followed by my girl, T. Hullaby. Her newest track she just put out, which is Party Remix, which is actually the original Party. That's how I got put on game with T. Hullaby. So big ups to that track, and I was very glad to, you know, to play that today. It was very mellow, and it just remind you, it has like that new school feel with a touch of like, I'm like the old 90s kind of feel that you said, man. It's like that feel good music. So big ups to her with that. And let me go ahead and check the phone lines. We got somebody on the phone line right now. All right.
What's
you're on Life at Death Live, your boy Teddy J. Who is this?
This is Rafael Lorenzo, One Entertainment Magazine.
What's up? What's up? What's up, man?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I'm glad to have you in the building, man.
Same here. Thanks for having me.
Nothing much, man. You know, it's always good to, you know, big up somebody that's in the hometown. So whenever, wherever hometown people come through, it's good. It feels real good, man.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does, man. Like I say, I support everybody in Dallas, Texas, just in case anybody doesn't know. This is for your viewers or listeners, excuse me. You know, we support, One Entertainment supports everybody, from radio stations to music artists, DJs, music producers, the writers. Everybody in the industry has a name that they want to get out there and a product, and that's what we're for, and that's what we're here to do.
Hey, actually, you know, one of the people who checks into the show quite often, my boy DJ P-Buck, he actually is the one who put me up on game about you, and I started doing my research, and I started noticing people that I actually do stuff with was involved with you too, and I was like, man, I gotta check this dude out. And that's when I decided, man, you know, y'all definitely one of the people I wanted to big up for this month, especially during Magazine Week during this month.
Okay. Well, I'm game, man. Anything you got going, I'm ready. I'm here. I pull my team together, and we'll make it happen and give, you know, your listeners something to look at when they go to our website. We'd also like to, you know, set up some things for your radio station for your listeners so they can win, you know, things that go along with our magazine, like free photo shoots, features, and things like that, just to give back to the, you know, community and show everybody that we love all the support that we get from everybody, from CEOs to the, you know, to the person down the street, the homeless person, they even support us. So we support everybody.
And you know what? And it's, I tell you, everyone that's listening, some of the stuff I didn't even know. I just strategically, some, a lot of times a lot of the stuff, the way the show works, things just happen the way it's supposed to happen for a reason. And it's just ironic between you and then, of course, yesterday, my boy Sean from the Wave Entertainment, his magazines. It's just y'all on this big mission, you know, to take magazines outside the box besides what we usually know them for. And
yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about, man. Living outside of the box. Too many people live in the box. But the way I was raised by my dad and my family upbringing and just life in general for me has always been outside of the box. Nothing has ever really been normal. So me stepping out doing this magazine, it's all me. You know what I'm saying? That people, they see and they like, okay, well, we knew you would eventually do something big one day, and so that's my goal, man. And I want to take these skills that I've gotten along the years and give back, you know, to music artists and other individuals who want to get that exposure, you know, themselves. So, yeah, man, it's all about stepping out, being creative, and being different.
That leads to the question of how did you make the transition into starting One Entertainment Magazine?
Okay, well, basically I started ripping and running around the city of Dallas. You know, I started doing graphics for local promoters and, you know, doing it for free. Some I got paid for, others I didn't. And I did a lot of free work. You're going to do a lot of free work. I guess that's, you know, what it takes to get to that next level sometimes. But I started out doing video and pics locally and then just, you know, decided to step it up a notch because I wanted to give these artists and models and other individuals an outlet, because I saw them struggling to get noticed. And I'm like, man, all this great talent out here, no one's really putting them on the map. You know, you get people that cover events here in Dallas with pictures and video and this and that, but they don't ever put it out and promote it. So that's what inspired One Entertainment Magazine. Besides, you know, and also I'm an artist myself, so I understand what it takes to get your name out there. So that's what inspired me, man. That's why One Entertainment Magazine is here today.
No, definitely. And actually, I see one of the people that does a lot of stuff for you, too, is somebody I know pretty well, too, Russell.
Oh, Russell in Motion?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's my buddy right there, slash business partner. We've actually worked together doing a lot of different things in the DFW area. We've got a lot of projects coming up. We just signed a deal to actually set up shop in a salon. So look for One Entertainment and Visual Connections Photography and Russell in Motion to be in several salons and barbers across the Dallas area. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take it over, you know, one piece at a time, man.
And that's actually crazy as far as the photography aspect you just said. Last week when Tyler Cameron was on here, he said that was one of the big things, you know, how he got started was doing exactly what you're saying, heading up the salon and stuff, and then he started getting to bigger things, and now he's back, he's adding salons back into a strong part of it again. So y'all definitely on the right track.
Yes, yes, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, the photography side, you know, I was just doing some, you know, just little pictures here and there, but I also love working with models. I like women. You know, I'm a man. I love women. I'm single, so I can say that, I guess. But I love working with young ladies and helping them define their goals and to get to that next level. So my thing is taking the regular photography skills that I had and actually teaching myself professional photography. I have somewhat gotten myself to a next level on my own, but it just took a lot of hard work, but it wasn't 100% on my own. I had a mentor that would, you know, basically school me on different things that I needed to learn. And photography, he was like, man, you got to get your photography down. So that's what I did. I took the time to learn photography, teach it to myself. No, I didn't go to school for it. I'm an artist naturally, so all I had to do was have the tools and practice with the tools and take it to that next level, man, because it's all about image. I want to give everybody the perfect image.
Oh, definitely. So, you know, that would mean you kind of covered it a little bit, but a lot of times, you know, you kind of said how one of the big reasons why you started doing it was because a lot of people weren't getting that exposure they wanted. Now, on the flip side of that, what's the best way of a model, again, this answer for everyone, what's the best way of a model making themselves more appealing as far as from your point of view to magazines and whatnot?
Well, really it's all about branding with anything, you know, like just like with any business. You have to brand yourself. Probably giving away some business secrets here, but it's really not a secret, man. It's about dedication and branding. You know, a lot of models, they join groups, which is fine, but you have to define why are you joining a model group. First of all, you need to define why you are a model, you know. Once you can define why you are a model, then you can move forward in the next with the process and move on to the next step to determine what direction in modeling you want to go. A lot of girls are club bopping, hopping, taking photos here and there, but that's really not how you consider yourself. That's really not what you do to take yourself to the next level as a model. There's a system, and once you get the branding system down, then you can go to the next level to where people will want to pay you to do photo shoots because you are doing photo shoots for a product. You know, I know that's probably going deep off into it, but a lot of young ladies feel like that every photographer should pay them for a photo shoot, but why would I pay you for a photo shoot if you're not a product? You know, you should be getting paid if you're marketing, you know, perfume or some clothing. That's when a model should ask to get paid, but not just to take a photo shoot.
And I'm glad you cleared that up, because a lot of people, that's exactly what they think. They're like, I'm not going to work for a photographer if he's not. It's like, dang.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, and if you're not paying, you know, and the thing is, the fact that if you as you guys as photographers, if you're doing it for free, they should be funded as a blessing.
Exactly.
Because y'all taking y'all time out of service that y'all usually charge for and doing it for free.
Because, see, the industry, what people have to understand is that the industry is all misconstrued. There's a giant misunderstanding here in the DFW area. A lot of girls think that these people are getting on videos, they're getting to the big time, they're meeting all these people and getting gigs, and it's all for free. And I'm like, no. A lot of these ladies have paid their way, along with hard work and dedication, to get to that next level. You know, you get girls out here where you'll do some work for them for free, and they'll just use you just for that and move on to the next photographer while dogging you out. I've experienced that here in Dallas. I know several other photographers who have. But I guess, you know, that comes with the territory. It's just up to us as leaders to continue on and to just let those people go on, and we continue helping others that really appreciate what we do.
Okay, most definitely. So as far as in the magazine, so far, out of all the issues you've done, what would you say would probably be the top three features that you've had?
The top three features I had, I actually worked with a model that's actually, she's a plus-size super model. She's modeled along with Tyra Banks and several other big names, and I did an interview and photo shoot of her. Her name is, and that's sad right now, she's going to kill me, but I worked with her in January, actually it was February for the January issue, and Christina Mendez, she'll kill me if she, you know, I just wasn't thinking of her name, but that was really big for us because that opened the doors to plus size models or thicker models, most would say, to feel more accepted. Also got to work with a young artist named Jay Shock or Jay Reynolds. And he's up and coming. He's in Miami. He's an R&B singer. I've worked with him, and I've got a chance to work with some twins with modeling in the Atlanta area doing their thing. And several other people. Right now we have upcoming projects with Faith Evans. She's actually producing a movie, and, of course, I have people there, you know, getting the behind-the-scenes and things like that. We're going to do an interview of her featuring the magazine when the movie releases. Unfortunately, I don't have that date yet, but that's another big project. I've got, this is a little secret for your listeners, we have T. Cash coming in for the August issue. We're going to put him on the front cover. I'm actually doing the photo shoot for that this Sunday, and we're actually casting for models. So if you're interested, you can contact us at oneentertainmentmagazine@gmail.com, or you can go to our Facebook page and find us on there. Same thing, Facebook, oneentertainmentmagazine.com. So right now, man, those are our projects or projects that we've already done and more that we have coming up. And there's so much more, man. I couldn't even begin to give you the list of what we have in store for everybody, especially for the new year coming up.
And I'm looking, you know, I like the theme of the photo shoot is going to be ropes and chains.
Yes.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I was sitting at the house, and I was like, man, I got to come up with something different, creative, but I want to keep an urban eye candy fashion look. So I figured, okay, if I get these certain models and then combine it with this creative twist, this should come out. This should be a really good hot shoot. I've never seen it done in Dallas, so we're going to be one of the first to really pull off this kind of idea. We're basically bringing America's Next Top Model meets urban eye candy to this area, into the United States, period. So that's what we're doing. Ladies, if you're interested in any models, if you're interested in modeling, come on out. We're having the casting, and we're actually doing the shoot all at the same time, basically. And even if you're a model and you want to come out, or, you know, just to see, you're welcome to come view what we're doing. If you're a model and you want consultations, also provide consultation services. I break down you as a model, and we also sit and create a plan for you to get to that next level.
And also as well, you know, yesterday I heard some pretty crazy ones, so I got to see what yours are. What are the top three Oh, not even top three. What's the craziest thing you've seen at a model search as you did?
Man, I've seen.
Because his was crazy yesterday. I was like, whoa. Hello? Oh, I'm at lost.
Yeah, you there? Okay. There
yeah,
you go.
Gotcha.
Okay, the funniest thing that I saw, though, I can tell you, I had a model who came to the shoot. I guess she was high or whatever, but she, like, fell down, like, it wasn't really funny, but it was funny. She fell down a huge flight of stairs for no reason, and everybody was trying to figure out what happened because she was just, like, there. And then she bounced up and just, like, gotcha. So I was like, okay. So, like, that was kind of weird, but I don't really see too much weird stuff. It's more like stuff that they do that's
laugh,
weird. And I don't know if I should even discuss
that. I got sharp sense of humor.
I don't know if I should discuss some of the stuff I've seen them do, but
Sean said he was out of the club with his girlfriend. He did a magazine, and she was like, "I want to be featuring your magazine and whatnot." And make a long story short, she was like, "I can show you." He was like, "Huh?" And she just stripped butt naked out of nowhere in the club.
Oh yeah. Now, I've had that happen. Oh, yeah.
Oh!
I've had that happen plenty of times.
So
you know,
now
also,
that's a common thing now. Oh, my.
Yeah, it's common, man. It's running rampant. You know, everybody got their ways of what they think they can do to get in. So, hey.
Oh, man.
You felt that was good. Mm-hmm.
So now we know that. Oh, man, now that's interesting, because now that I know that it's official, that happens, and it's just wild.
It
like
does.
It does,
man. And another reason why a lot of girls do that, because they think that, and this is true, it is true, because it does happen. A lot of photographers going around swapping sex for photos. That's like a big topic for me. It's very touchy with a lot of people, but, you know, of course we can all get it when we want to, but it's just business, you know. You would never catch me swapping photos for sex. That's crazy. I want money. I want to help you get ahead. That's what I want. And I think that a lot of these girls and photographers are messing up the game with that, because there should be some monetary value to something, or at least, you know, it shouldn't be about, okay, if I sleep with this person, I'm going to get ahead. That's because that type of getting ahead doesn't last long. You know, it's only temporary. So if you want to have longevity, I should just do it the right way. Just work hard and pay for what you need to pay for until you get to where you want to be.
Mm-mm-mm. it's sad, but people don't listen. They don't get that, man. It's a lot of people, they take it. They'll take the little small thing and turn it to something much bigger than it really was. So, like you said, a lot of people got to realize that, hey, it'll be understanding you if you want to have sex with someone, but don't make it to get far ahead. Do it because you're trying to have sex. Honestly.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not saying that no photographer or anybody has sex just because they want to. That's fine. But don't. It's the reason why you're doing it. It's all about the intent, man. If your intent is wrong, the whole compilation will be all wrong. The whole relationship.
Right,
because
then it messes up, like you said, messes up the business out of it.
Yep, exactly. So.
Mm-mm. So, all right. So, as we get ready to come to a close, man, remind everyone again your website, man, and then what's and as far as you to just let us in on what is going to be on your next cover and whatnot. So, remind everyone
okay.
Your website. So.
Okay, it's I'm Raphael Lorenzo. Some people know me by Lorenzo. Some people call me Ralph. One Entertainment Magazine. It's oneentertainmentmagazine.com. You can find me on Facebook at One Entertainment Magazine. Also, for the photography, it's Visual Connections, spelled with a K, Visual Connections Photography. And you can also look it up, visualconnectionsphotography.com. We're there. We're here in Dallas. We're here to stay. We're here to help all you ladies out, models, music artists, get the exposure that you need and deserve. So if you're really serious about your business, you're tired of running in circles, you don't have your image together, and you want a great package that'll help propel you to that next level so that you can get where you want to get, please give us a call, email us, whatever. Our number, 214-810-5319.
There you go. And then once again, I want to thank you just for coming through, man. Between you and Waver and Tim, as I just mentioned, everyone on Twitter, that y'all movements, they align with what I got going on, too. So I big y'all up very big with what y'all got going on. And just continue to do it, man. No matter, I know a lot of you guys out there saying, oh, you're not going to get far doing it that way or whatnot. But that's just, to me, at the end of the day, people that say that, that's them trying to stop you because they see you doing well and they don't want you to be the good guy doing the right and getting ahead of what you're doing.
Exactly, exactly. You're right, man. And like I said, you keep doing what you're doing too, man. I support you as well. We all support each other. And it's really supposed to be one big happy family in the city. That's what it's supposed to be. So, you know, let's try to change things for the rest of this year. And for the beginning of 2012, it's just going to be a new year. Like, people have to start changing their mental, the way they think. And this is right here, these types of situations is what starts those changes. So I'm all for positivity. I love this situation, and thank you for having me on the show.
Well, definitely. And, you know, as far as when the wave, because the wave will be here Labor Day week, well, actually that week before Labor Day, y'all have them, make sure y'all both link up together because y'all visions are very good, and it'll be very great to see two different magazines in two different areas compiling and making some big stuff happen.
Beautiful. Definitely keep me in the loop, man. And like I said, thank you for having me on the show.
All right. And all right, everyone, y'all know us, and y'all can check it anytime you miss any parts of the show. Y'all got three different ways of checking it out. You can go to DuskSpot at DuskSpot.com. That's DuskSpot.com. Or you can go over to iTunes, type in Life After Dusk Live, and you can look for the One Entertainment episode, and you can listen to it free of charge, and it, as well as you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ and also be there as well. So, once again, thank you all for tuning into the show, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all tune into another episode of Life at Dusk Live. We'll see y'all Monday with my girl Lisa Barber, the other half of the Barber Twins. And then the rest of the week would be MUA/Hairstylist Week. For those of y'all who are not familiar with MUA, that's makeup artists. So make sure y'all tune in. All right, see y'all later.